Hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants live and go to school in the U.S. with their status in doubt. That's because President Donald Trump wants to eliminate the program that protects them. As the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments on the DACA program Tuesday, Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano visited Eastern Connecticut State University to speak with students who were directly affected.
Ginetta Lopez came here from Venezuela when she was 11. Now she's the Student Government Association president at Eastern.
This is a very difficult time for many of us that are undocumented that have benefited from DACA.
DACA is short for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the program that's in dispute. She says she doesn't just want DACA to continue on, she wants it improved. Under the program, deportation can be deferred, but the deferral has to be renewed, and that bothers Lopez.
As I stand here today, and I thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you continue to do to protect DACA, I encourage you all to acknowledge that DACA is something that was not meant to be long-term. DACA is not something that enables us to move forward and know that we will be okay past the two-year mark.
One of the people Lopez was addressing was State Attorney General William Tong, who showed up at Eastern to reaffirm the state's commitment to DACA. 2 years ago, Connecticut was one of 16 states that sued the Trump administration to save the program.
Connecticut is in the Supreme Court right now, imploring the United States Supreme Court to find that the Trump administration's rescission of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, that their attempt to revoke DACA is unlawful and wrong and cruel and pointless.
Tong says that if the Supreme Court rules against DACA, it would be an unfathomable loss for the students and to their families. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.